The future of Van Halen was in doubt after David Lee Roth left the band in 1985. But they quickly rebounded with new singer Sammy Hagar, and they released 5150, which on this date, April 26th, 1986, began a three-week run at number one, the first time they ever reached number one, as we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Whoa! Warner Brothers was worried about what would happen with the band with David Lee Roth's departure. There was talk about getting maybe a rotating group of replacement singers. In the meantime, David Lee Roth was going platinum with his solo covers EP, Crazy from the Heat. But Eddie Van Halen got a tip from a very unlikely source.
One day, my Lamborghini broke down, and I ended up at Claudio's. He just got off the phone with Sammy. Sammy's car broke down, too. Claudio goes, Ed, you seem a little depressed. You know, and I go, yeah, man, I'm bummed. Our singer just took off. And he goes, hey, why don't you call Sammy?
Eventually, the group gathered some steam in the studio, and by February 1986, they wrapped up a nine-song set called 5150. It was the name of Eddie's studio and the California Police dispatch code for a mentally disturbed person at large. The new record arrived in stores March 24th, 1986, giving them a series of singles, including top 40 hits Why Can't This Be Love, Love Walks In, and Dreams, proving they hadn't lost any momentum in David Lee Roth's absence. "5150" would be followed by three other albums fronted by Sammy Hagar, all of which went to number one. But it all began on this date when 5150 reached number one for a three-week span on the Billboard charts as we look back at April 26th, 1986 in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.